Today's daf is Masechet Shavuot daf Chavchet, and we were holding in the middle of the sugya of retroactive cancellation of the Shavua in the event that you had been Shayal, and therefore retroactive cancellation of the Isser that you had been over. So now what Rava had said yesterday is that as long as there was still relevance in the present to the Shavua that you had made, so let's say there's still a Kizayit that is left of your Isser, that's both relevant and significant, so then you can be Shoel, and in being Shoel, you undo the existence of the Shvuah retroactively, which means that you redefine the past, and it turned out you never ate any Isser. Masha'imkin, if there's no relevance to the present, then there's no way to change the past. And today, the Gemara asks on that assumption. So we got up to Meitve, which is a third of the way down, in the middle of the line. Meitve. We're asking now on that assumption of Rava. Mishan Adar Shtei Nezirot. Now in this case, a person says Harini Nazir twice. The din there is that you first say keep the first Nizirut, and then you keep the second Nizirut, after having completed your first Nizirut and bringing the korban and doing the whole deal with shaving and so on. So in this case, he was Monesh Tei Nizirut. He counted the full 30 days, Mana Rishona. He frish alei korban, which we assumed meant he brought the korban. V'achar kach nish'al al Rishona. And now he goes to a chacham to be shoyal on his original nizirut, cancels that nizirut, so now his second nizirut pops into place in what would previously been the first nizirut, and it turns out that he already kept the second nizirut, because in having redefined the past, it turned out that it was only that nizirut, and so the nizirut he was keeping was that one. But my dear Rava, this is after he already did everything necessary for the first one. In which case, it's saying clearly that one can be shoel on a neder despite the fact that it has no current relevance. Answers the Gemara, well, when it says yifrish alei korban, it doesn't mean he brought the korban. It means that he was mafrish the korban, but he didn't get a chance to bring it yet. If he didn't bring it, then the din is, of course, that he is still a nazir. So he's still a Nazir, why shouldn't he be able to be Sheryl on his Nazirut? Says the Gemara, well, that's nice, except for the inconvenience of the other Braita that Beferush mentions V'frishala Korban V'chiper. Well, I guess it's talking about that even though he brought the Korban, he hadn't yet done his shaving of his hair. And it's going on Libet Rebbe Eliezer. So this means B'shelo Gilach, Rebbe Eliezer, he who holds that Tiglachat is Ma'akva, so he is still a Nazir, because until such time as he does a Tiglachat, he cannot drink wine. Well, it's a nice answer too, except for another very inconvenient Braita that says, Kiper V'Gilach. Now what are you going to do? Omar Ravashi, let's take this from the top. The whole question wasn't a good question. Nizirut Karamita? What are you asking a question on Rava from the case of Nizirut, where we have an entirely different situation? Because think about this. Migaram l'shniya shelo tachol rishona. The only reason that the second Nizirut is not over now and wasn't chal in the first place was because of the existence of that first Nizirut. So now, as opposed to the Shvua, where the Shvua either existed and you were already over it, or it doesn't exist. But certainly, it's out of the present. There's nothing you need it for at this time. Mashenken, the first Nizirut, is very, very much in place right now. Because it's only because of that first Nizirut that right now there's a second Nizirut. So there's no way to compare the cases at all. The first Nizirut retains its relevance until after you finish the second Nizirut. Because if you get rid of the first Nizirut now, then the second Nizirut would have taken the place of the first Nizirut and would be over. So of course it's relevant. Therefore, the entire question is no question. Because bigaram mishniya shalotachol rishona, and be being shoel on it, ve'ena, you now want to say you never meant it. So, of course, tell the chacham you never meant it. Hamemar, on the other hand, argues with Rava's assumption. And Hamemar says, it doesn't make sense to say that the relevance to the present has to be the iser that the Shvuah created. Because surely the fact that you were over the iser, it continues to be relevant. You're going to need to bring a korban. You didn't bring the korban yet. If you're a chashayel on the Shvuah, then you won't have to bring a korban. You are going to get malchus. If you're shoyel on it, you won't get malchus. What could be more relevant than that? So let's see that inside. Amemar amar, I disagree. Even if there's not a kizayit left of the yisr, afilu achla kula, you would still be nish'al aleha, because look, ibishoge, and you didn't bring the carbon yet, so now you're mechusar korban. So obviously it's relevant whether to bring the korban. So you can be shol, then you won't have to bring the korban. Iba mezit, you're still mechusar malkot. What I would agree with Rava, the only case I would agree with Rava, is if they had already tied him to the amud. So avakaftu al amud lo, you know why? Because for all intents and purposes, that's already the malkot. Get a shul. The omar shul kaftu al amud, remember we had earlier, that if, in Makot we had, that if you had tied him to the Amud, and he escapes from the Beit Din, V'ratzmi HaBeit Din, he's potter because we already were Mekayim V'nikla Achicha La'enecha. So therefore, at this point, it's already irrelevant. But that's ridiculous. V'logi, what do you mean it's irrelevant? It's certainly very relevant to his skin, because the fact is, he's still on that Amud, and he wasn't Ratz. Valoi, hatam ratz, hachalo ratz. How can you possibly compare the two? So now the next ma'amar of Rava. Rava's been bringing us fascinating material lately. The next very fascinating material of Rava is a case where you make shvuot interdependent. So you start off with a t'nai. The t'nai involves the same type of material as the shvuah itself. So you have two loaves of bread in front of you. And you say, shvuah shelo ochal kikar zo, im ochal zo. Now, I am going to keep this very simple, despite the fact that there are many, many different approaches to this sugyas and different ways of understanding the reference to first, second, and so on. What we will do is we will follow the approach that calls the original focus number one, which means that the condition will be called number one, and the implication of the iser of that condition, number two. If we take that, we can get through this sugya rather easily. So what happens is a man says, I will not eat this kikar if I eat that kikar. So then that kikar becomes number one. So I will not eat kikar number two if I eat kikar number one. Okay. He then goes ahead and he eats number one, but at the time that he eats number one, he has completely forgotten that he ever made it a condition for number two. Which means that at the moment that the shvuah was meant to be chal, and that was at the moment of the eating, because that was the condition to the chalot of the shvuah, you do not have ha'adam b'shvu'ah. Because we were medayik earlier. At the moment of the chalot of the shvu'ah, you need to be conscious of that chalot. Since what you did to make the shvu'ah present in the world was done subconsciously, it's not going to be chal at all. Because there was no adam to make it chal.
There's still no iser, right?
There's no iser at all. The only reason we say patur, say the Rishonim, is because we want to contrast it to the case later where it says Chayav. But in reality, it's Mutar, because it becomes now Shvuat Onasim. Shvuat Onasim is where you had no intention, really, of creating the Shvuah when you did. Okay. Now, the other way around, if you eat the condition b'mezid, so then the shvua is chal. If you then eat the second one, which was that which was aser, b'shogeg, so then you would be chayav a korban, like any other shvat bituy. This is a chiyav korban olaviyoret. No problem. If you ate both of them b'shogeg, then obviously you would be potter. Then it doesn't matter whether the tanai, which one was eaten first. I don't care. This is really an irrelevant statement. We're only bringing it in, say the Rishonim, to contrast it to the parallel statement in the following piece. Okay, now, if you eat both of them in Mezid, then it depends in the order. And here's where it starts to get interesting. If you ate first the Tanai, which we're calling the primary, and then you went ahead and ate the Isser that was of the Tanai, okay, then that's very clear. Then you're Chayav Malkus because you did it b'mezid. You knew at the time that the Shua was Chal, that you were making a Shua because you were aware of the fact in eating it that this is going to, in consequence, create an Isser on the other one. Why wouldn't you be Chayav? But if you did it the other way around, and this was Rava's, all along Rava's been dealing with the time inversion issue here, whether it's time inversion in terms of being eiker, a shvua backwards in time, time inversion here in terms of creating the iser backwards in time, which is the mirror image of the creating the heter backwards in time. So in the case where you create the iser backwards in time, because you first ate the iser and then you ate the tanai, then that would be dependent in the din of hatra'at safek. Now you remember the old machloket that we had before. We've had it many times already. The plukta Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about why indeed would you be potter? We had the question of notar. And is it because it's a lav shein bo maaseh? Or is it because it's hatra'at safek? Okay, so then that's nogay over here too. If you hold l'man yomer hatra'at safek shma hatra'at, is at the time that he eats the Isser, there's no way we can be b'chayv him malkot unless somebody's giving him atra'ah. So what are you going to tell him? Don't eat that. It might be Isser. Since I'm not a Navi and don't know the future, I can't tell you for sure. Well, atra'ah safek, if you hold that's not enough to prevent the guy's act to turn him into a mason, is not called atra'ah. So therefore it would be potter. But if you hold that is called atra'ah, it would be chayv. And so it's directly dependent in that. Now, let's make it really interesting.
But the marker settled this in the case of also gets an HIV.
Right. Yeah. Except this way we don't have to complicate it with that. Now, to make it really interesting, let's make two interdependent pieces of bread. I won't eat A if I eat B, and I won't eat B if I eat A. So now each one is a primary and a secondary. Okay. So now, if he's tolan zo bezo, in other words, he says, lo achazoim ochazo, and lo achazoim ochazo. And now, he takes the first one, bizdon atzma ubishigigat chaverta. At the time that he eats it, he's aware of the fact that if he will eat the other one, he will have been doing something wrong by eating this one. But forgetting the fact that he's made the other one dependent on eating this one, and that by eating this one, he's created an Isser on the other one. And then he goes and eats the other one, and he knows when he eats the other one that he indeed is not allowed to eat the other one if he ate the first one, but he forgets then that when he's eating this one, he assered the other one. So now what actually happens is that the shvuot are not chal. Because at the moment of the chalot of the shvua, and that was the moment that would require ha'adam b'shvua, he had forgotten that this was a condition. He only remembered it as a consequence. But remembering it as a consequence is insufficient to be b'chayev you, because we need to have the adam b'shvua. And therefore, he would be potter. Now, suppose he eats one b'shigigat atzma. One he eats, not realizing that it will be aser if he eats the other one, but remembering that if he eats this one, he will aser the other one. So now what happens is that the Shvuah on the other one is Chal. Right? Because at this moment, he remembers that this is the condition to create the Shvuah for the next one. And then he goes ahead and eats the next one, B'shigigat Atzma. He forgets the fact that in eating this one, he is actually over an Isser in having eaten the other one, but remembering that in eating this one, he created an Isser when he ate the other one. It was a Don Chaverta. So then, indeed, the Shvuot were Chal, because he was Adam B'Shvuah, and therefore he would be Chayiv. Now, as far as the question of the Shigigat, B'Shigigat Atzma, at that, we do have that time inversion with B'Shigigat Atzma, but the Shvuah ended up being Chal backwards in time. So at that time, he was over B'Shogeg. Now, if he eats both of them, B'Shogeg, so then, of course, he's Potter. But if he eats both of them in Bezid, then once again we get into the issue of the Shaila of the Machloket, of whether a Hatra'at Safek is the only way. I can't be Machayev him a Korban on the first one that he eats, because at the time that he eats that first one, even though he's fully aware that when he eats the second one, that first one will be Aser, but he's not fully aware now that he will eat the second one. So when he does eat the second one, he's getting into the time inversion problem, which creates the issue of Hatrat Safek to him and the Zochi of Korban, because he's a Peshogeg. So the question is he Chayev now at all? That's dependent on the Pelukta of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Omer of Mori, Af Anan Nami Tanina, that such a thing is considered to be a Shogeg, because we don't view now the fact of having eaten something as relevant, but rather the fact of your awareness at the time that it goes into effect, we could see that in a Mishnah. Nidrei Shigagot Ketzat. Here the Mishnah is talking about indeed Nidarim, but we'll see that it's expanded to Shavuot later. So Nidrei Shigagot Ketzat. This is the Mishnah that comes now to be Masbir, the four different Nidarim that the Chachomim said you can safely ignore. One of the four is Nidrei Shigagot. So the following Mishnah now comes to explain what do we mean when we say Nidrei Shigagot. Konim imachalti v'im shatiti. I aser this piece of bread if I ate today or if I drank, thinking that he hadn't. And then he remembers, oy, I did. Or he says, she'eni ochel, she'eni shote. I will answer this if I will eat, if I will drink. And he forgets, and he eats and he drinks. Then in all of these cases, it's mutter. Because the one type of nidrei shigagot is that he believed differently, which is libo anse. That's not Adam B'Shvuah, and it's not called a Neder. The other type is that he didn't realize he was creating the Neder at the moment that he did it. That's also a Shogeg. And the Braita expands this into the world of Shavuot as well.
What's the reason why it's not a good Neder? Because of the Adam? Or because
it's the same idea that we learned out from Korah. You have to have Das at the time. The Tani Allah. And we learn out from there, what's important to us is this piece, that Nidre Shigagot, Kishem Nidre Shigagot Mutarin, Kach Shvot Shigagot Mutarin. It's exactly the same halacha. Even though the Makor, over there the Gemara learns out from the Neder, here we learned out from Adam B'Shvuah, but the din is exactly the same. So the example would obtain here too. Good. So now we know that Rava was right in that. Poor Epha, who had a very tough brother, whose name was Avimi, went to yeshiva and learned Shavuos really well, got a passing grade in all his bechinot in Rabba's yeshiva, and then had the misfortune of bumping into his brother. So Pogabe, Avimi Achu. And of course, Paga, that's a double language. So he says to him, aha, my smart alecky little bro. So now you know Shavuos, huh? Okay, let me give you a little quiz. Okay. A guy says, Shvu'ah shelo achalti, Shvu'ah shelo achalti. Mahu. Now, poor A, for remembering the Mishnah that says, Shvu'ah shelo achal, Shvu'ah shelo en, Shvu'ah chal al Shvu'ah, thinks the answer is obvious. Eno chayiv ala achas. Omali, wrong. Ishtabashta. You're off. Because the only time that we say that is when you're making a Shvu'ah in the future, since the Shvu'ah was already chal, so the second Shvu'ah can't be chal on the first Shvu'ah. But in this case, once you make that first Shvu'ah Sheker, it's over. Now you're making another Shvu'ah Sheker. What does one have to do with the other? Man, oh man, what a dunkup. Harayatz a Shvu'ah le Sheker. Okay, let's try this again. Let me try another question. Shvu'ah shelo ochal teisha ve'es ma. Oh, Eva says, okay, so now the second Shvu'ah adds to the first Shvu'ah. So that's great. Okay, so then, I got it. So the second Shvu'ah is chal because it adds now what the first Shvu'ah so it's chayav. So he says, chayav akol achat v'achat. Oh, my leg, wrong, boom, ishtabashta. Because you see, he already asserted, is itesha lo achal, eser lo achil. When a guy said, I will not eat nine, he can't eat ten. Because in order to eat ten, you have to eat nine. So he's going to be over on his netter. So when you make a netter and say you won't eat ten, there's no way for you to eat ten without already being over on the netter to eat ten. Why, what a dunk up.
But it's still right
at ten. Well, it's clear thinking, but you can certainly see where you get confused. Right? In fact, in a case where you had the pieces in front of you, and you said, I won't eat nine out of these ten. And then you said, I won't eat ten. Then you're adding the tenth. But over here, you're just saying, I won't eat nine of anything. Right? And then you say, I won't eat ten, not of these. So then, indeed, it's true. There's no way to get to this one without eating that one. Okay. Let's try another one, my dear bro. Shelo ochal eser v'teisha. How about, if first you answer the ten, and then the nine, mahu. Shoo, said, okay, this one at least I got. You got to be really dumb to do the same thing twice. He says, no, okay, enochayev alachat. I'm like, ishtabashta, wrong again. Because over here, when you said I won't eat ten, you allowed yourself to eat nine, and therefore when you asked for the nine, you now created a new shvua, ptas or nine. With this kind of family, you want to bother going to yeshiva? It's great, though, huh? I mean, at least it makes you feel better about not understanding where you're supposed to be. Right, now you'll be over too. I'm not buying. Well, now listen, it's not as if Eifa is completely and totally, absolutely, meaninglessly wrong. I mean, there's some small aspect in which we can still rescue Eifa. Because Zimna and the Mashkachas, la la haba, if I could create a case where at least Eifa is relevant, that in the case where you say Shvu'ah shelo uchal eser, v'teisha, that if you actually ate all eser, you would only be chai of one. And here would be the case. It's actually, would be, as Rabbah, his own Rosh Hashiva, explained, and that was, if a guy says, Shvu'ah shelo uchal te'inim ve'anavim. So first, that was very similar to this case. I won't eat figs and grapes. Then he makes a second Shvu'ah, asring, eating just figs. So he says, Shvu'ah shelo uchal te'inim. Now, he eats te'inim. Okay, now in eating te'inim, he was over on the second Shvu'ah. He's now mafish a carbon on the te'inim. Okay, now he goes ahead and eats the anavim alone. Aha! Now Rabbah pointed out that in that case, interestingly enough, the Anavim is only a Chatzi Shir, because the Shvua was not to eat Tenim ve'Anavim. So if you hadn't set aside your carbon, then you would have been Chayev now for each one of these separately, exactly as Avimi Eifa's brother had smashed him over the head with. But in the case where you were mafrish the carbon, you now have separated out the original Achila. Therefore, you have now the Isser, but you can't be Chayev the carbon on it, because now it becomes a Chatzi Shir. Because where is the other half, the Te'inim? And on a Chatzi Shir, you can't bring a separate carbon. So in that sense, Eifa is right. You're only Mechayev Achat. And in this case as well, since, I mean, the same thing, Eser and Teisha is exactly the same as Te'inim Va'anavi. Exactly. So, Kigon Diomar Shua Shlo Achal Eser. Okay, then you said Shua Shlo Achal Teisha. Now he eats the Teisha without the Eser. So that was only one of the equivalent of eating only the Te'inim. Now he goes ahead, sets aside a carbon only on that, and now he eats the tenth one. But on the first nine, he had already set aside a carbon, which leaves him with a Chatzi Shir. Havilei Asirit Chatzi Shir, V'Chatzi Shir Lo Mechayev. So at least Eifa would be right in saying that there certainly is a case where you're only Chayev Achat. Now this can actually be an exceedingly complex daf if we take into consideration all of the details and all of the various shitot, including as well all of the various girsaot. The Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa actually is a chalat rishona b'shogeg v'ashniya b'mezid chayav, rishona b'mezid v'shniya b'shogeg patur. For according to Rabbeinu Hananel's svar, the time of the shvuas chalot is at the time that he eats the kikar of the Tanai, even if he eats the kikar of the Tanai as the second thing, the Shvua is now chal when he eats the Tanai. And the Rabbeinu Hananel Sfara is that the word kikar rishon, that is mentioned in the Gemara, is the kikar of the Isur, not the kikar of the Tanai, because the language of the Shvua, which is, I will not eat this if I eat this, the first one mentioned is the Iser. So therefore the Gemara is saying, Yimachal HaTasheni, which is the Tanai, B'mezit Chayav. The Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, holds that the time of the Chalot HaShvu'ah is at the time that you do the first action indeed, as Rashi learns. And when it says, Rishona v'shniya, it really doesn't matter which one you eat first. Whether you eat the Yisr first, you eat the Tanai first, that first, that's called the first. And the second is called the second. And according to what he is saying, when it says the first b'mezid, the second b'shogeg, it wouldn't make any difference. If you ate the Yisr as the first and did a b'mezid, and then you went ahead and ate the Tanai b'shogeg, and you'd be chayv a korban, according to him, even though the time that you ate the Isser, you were amazed, because at the time that you were over the Shvua, which is only the time of the eating of the Tanai, you were a Shogeg. And therefore, you would anyway be Putter. You do not have to be a Shogeg at the time of the Achila of the Isser specifically. You can just be a Shogeg in what brought about the fact that it was Isser. And that's why, according to him, and what really works out beautifully, is why the Gemara changes the language later on to say, Achalat Isur v'achakach atatnai, instead of saying Rishona v'shniya, the way we had referred to it earlier, because indeed, according to this approach, there are two completely different meanings. Now, these Pirushim get into a lot of complex difficulties. I felt that it was really best to keep things as simple as we could in a daf of this complexity that we need to go through so quickly.
Meitve. Mishna dashte nizirot umana rishona avir fishalei korban. Ve'achar kach nish'al ha'rishona, al talo shniya b'rishona. Achma eskinim, but shalo kiper. Sorry. But then he kiper. All right, so b'shalo gilad. And it's going like Reb Eliezer, the omer tiglach et me'adfa. Matani gilach. Oy vavoy. Omer Rav Ashi, what's the kasha? Nizirut karamita on Rava's case of Shvua. The Nizirut is always here in the present. despite the fact that you finished it, and you did the giluach even. Because migaram l'shmiya shelo takul rishona. You want that gone. So that's very nogea, ve'ina. Amei maramar afilu akla kula. In Rava's case, you can still be nishal aleha, because it's very relevant. Ibishogeg, it's relevant to the korban, and you're mechusa korban. Ibebezid, it's very relevant to your skin. Mechusa malkot. I'd agree with Rava in a case where kaftu al amud, they're low, because like Shmo said, Yamashmo, kaftu al amud v'ratz v'beitin patur, v'lohi. That's definitely not a valid differentiation, because hatam ratz, hakalo ratz, and you're certainly not going to say it's no sweat off his back. It sure as heck is. He's going to get his back bashed. Omar Rava Shua Shlo Ochal Kikar Zo, Im Ochal Zo. V'ochalati Rishona B'Shogeg V'Shnia B'Meizid, Patur. Rishona B'Meizid V'Shnia B'Shogeg, Chayav. Shteyem B'Shogeg Patur. Shteyem B'Meizid, it depends on which order. Achle L'Tanayi V'Arachle L'Sure. So then Mechayev the Malkus. Akle Lisure, Voda Akle Tznoi, it's dependent in the Machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Hatra Atzafek. Laman Yomar Hatra Atzafek Shema Hatra Chayav, Laman Yomar Lach Shema Hatra Apatur. How about Tal'an Zubazu? Lo Ochalzo im Ochalzo, Lo Ochalzo im Ochalzo, Ve Ochalzo bezadon atzmo b'shigat chavrta, Vezo bezadon atzmo b'shigat chavrta patur. Zo b'shigiyat atzma b'zon chaverta. V'zo b'shigiyat atzma b'zon chaverta. Chayat. Shteyen b'shogeg patur. Shteyen b'meizid. Well, ad ashniya, you're definitely chayef, because you first did the condition and then did the yisr. But arishona, where you first did the yisr and then did the condition, that's a pluk to Reuchan Reish Lakish about hata atzafek. Omer of Mori, afanan namitanina. Arba nidarim, including nidrei shigagot. What are nidrei shigagot, ketzah? Koni mimachalti vim shatiti v'nizkar that he had indeed ochal v'shata. Or kenim if, sh'eini ochal, sh'eini shata. And then he forgets he made that condition and he goes at v'chal v'shata. In both of these cases, he's mutter. V'toni Allah k'shem sh'nidrei shigagot mutarim, kach shivuot shigagot mutarot. Okay, let me ask you a couple of simple questions here. Shvua shol achalti, shvua shol achalti. Omale, ha, that's a cinch. Ain't shvua kal al shvua, and therefore, ain't a chayv al achat. Omale, ishtabashta, arayatza shvua l'sheker. Okay, try this one. Shvua shol achalti, shav eser, mahu. Ah, he said, that's a cinch, it's a kelal. You chayv al kol achat v'achat. Okay, let's try this. Shvua shelo ochal eser v'teisha mahu. Well, I'd be stupid to fall for the same trick twice. Ein ochayev elachat. Ishtabashta. Esru de lo ochal v'teisha miochal. Rabbi Zimnan, the mashkachat v'alah de'efa, like Rabbi himself said, the Yomar Rabbah, Shvua shelo ochal te'inim v'anavim v'chaz v'amar, Shvua shelo ochal te'inim alone, and he eats te'inim alone v'fish korban, v'achar kach ochal te'inim l'chudayu. So then, since he was already mafrish the korban on the achila te'inim, ha'avi elu v'anavim chatzi shiur, v'achatzi shiur lo mechayev korban. So you can say the same thing over here. And he said it in the order of Shvua shelo ochal eser. Then he says, Shvash lo ochal teisha. So then in that case, once he eats the teisha, he's mafresh the korban. Achakach ochal asirit, which is the equivalent of eating both the nine and then the tenth. So then now the asirit is a chatzishir. A chatzishir lo mechayvein.